Boxed In mit Mystery auf Flux FM am Montagnachmittag. Es ist 3:10. Der eben gehörte Song, der stammt vom Debütalbum des Projektes um Ollie Basten herum. Jetzt ist aber Album Nummer 2 fertig und das erscheint am 23. September unter dem Titel Melt. Ollie ist bei mir im Studio, um uns auf diese Platte einzustimmen und vorzubereiten. Wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Band, die für die neue Platte zumindest teilweise mitkomponieren durfte. Wir finden heraus, wie ein Tag im Studio mit Dan Carey aussieht, dem Produzenten beider Boxed-In-Platten. Wir sprechen über geplante Videodrehs, die Reaktionen des Festivalpublikums und vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome to Flux FM, Ollie Basten.
Thanks very much.
How are you doing today?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
I'm totally fine, thank you.
Thanks very much for having me in.
Yeah, no problem. It's a pleasure having you here. Congratulations on finishing LP number 2, Melt. It's done. It's been mixed. It's been mastered.
And it's dusted. It's mixed, been mastered. Sent out to the world.
Yeah, sent out to the world. It's going to come out officially on the 23rd of September. And you have again worked with Dan Carey, who's worked with you on the previous album as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
He had been to the studio with so many great artists, like Conseil du Sexy, CSS, a band that we love.
Yeah.
He's produced one or two Kylie Minogue songs as
he
well.
He did one Kylie Minogue song, Slow.
Yes,
yeah, that's right.
But he's worked with Franz Ferdinand, Mystery Jets, and the list goes on and on and on.
Absolutely.
But he's your partner in crime for the Boxed In thing, right?
He is, yeah. Well, Dan and I are really, really close friends, actually. We've been working together for maybe 10 years. I used to be in another band many, many years ago, and he produced that. And then I kind of worked with him in his studio, did some production with him outside of the... I worked on the Mystery Jets album with him, in fact.
Oh, right.
And we did the Toy record together as well and a few other things. Then he produced the first Boxed In album. And then this one, we've kind of teamed up and we co-produced it. So it's kind of like a rite of passage, and it feels like we're kind of at a point where we can do things properly on a level together. So
that's
really
cool.
Exciting.
I mean, and that seems as if you guys really do have a common... vocabulary that
absolutely.
You share when you're talking about
that's
music
a perfect
as well,
way
right?
to say it, actually. We do have we think very, very similarly, and we do have a very very similar sonic vocabulary, I think.
That sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's just a real joy to work together in the studio because we kind of second guess each other. Like if one person says, oh yeah, maybe we should put this on that, they're like, yeah, that's what I was going to do.
Yeah, that's so. What I was going to ask. What does a typical day with you two working in the studio look like? Because I can imagine if you had worked together for that long time, you probably just go like, I have this idea, I have that idea, and it's basically two guys working on one thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, it usually involves not very much sleep in the day, in the evening, and lots of hard work in the day.
Yeah,
lots of fun. But yeah, from a sort of production point of view, I mean, I've learned a lot from Dan as well, and he said that he's taken some bits from me as well. But you know, he's you know, a very, very experienced producer, and you know, he's just he's got a great studio and he's really good fun to work with. So
cool.
we do think very, very alike. So I think it's just like kind of a natural synergy when we're working in the studio together.
Now, you've just mentioned your old band, Keith. That was the band which the whole thing started with. I think your musical career started
absolutely,
with Keith.
Yeah.
You did two records. They were put out in 2006, 2009. How important was having that experience for the Boxed In project now? Because I can imagine there have been one or two mistakes that one's done with the band,
absolutely.
You know? How important was learning?
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, like, you do learn from your mistakes.
Yeah.
And not, you know, there were many great things about Keith, but I think...
Nobody got killed or something. I mean,
nobody got killed. No, not as far as I'm aware. I think we're all still alive and just in various parts of the world now. We've just splintered off a little bit. But yeah, no, it's definitely a learning curve. It was really, really, really good fun. And in fact, the bass player in Boxed In is Mark from Keith as well.
Cool.
So we've been making music together for a good 15 years, actually. So it feels really nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like Boxed In is really sort of, we've ironed out the creases and I've really found my sonic palette and the way that I would like to express myself for the future, I guess.
Yeah. Now on this record, there's two songs that were co-composed by the band.
Absolutely.
Actually.
Yeah.
One of them, we're going to play one of them in a few minutes. It's called Forget. What was the reason for you to incorporate the band more? Was it maybe an experience that you had with Keith that it's good to incorporate the band into a project so they all feel safe and at home with the band?
Yeah.
Or did you just realize that they're... musicianship is worth having on, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, as I said, like the first album I wrote completely on my own, with the help of a bit of co-writing from other people like Anita Blay, who sung on Low Life. But I just felt like after playing with the band for a couple of years, and they're such good musicians, and we're really locked in together, I felt I really wanted to capture that energy. And so we just, like, every time we rehearse, we just always start with, like, an hour's jamming together.
Yeah.
And we just came up with this thing, and I was just like, I've got to have this. This is great. You know, I've got to turn this into a song. So, yeah, we got a co-write on that. And then the final track on the album is actually a guitar and drum riff, which the two boys, Jack and Liam, wrote about 7 or 8 years ago when they were, like, 15, because they're super young.
Yeah.
And they were just jamming it when I walked into the rehearsal room, and I said, what the hell's that? Can I please steal that and put some lyrics over it? They're like, yeah, totally. So it feels really, really good. And I think they feel, like, you know, much more involved in the album and the recording process. It was the first album that Jack had ever recorded on as well. So there was that real excitement in the room that he still hasn't got, like, the vinyl on his hand, in his hands yet. So it will be his first record that he will have ever properly recorded on. So he's, like, super excited about that. Yeah. And it's just that energy in the studio is just so
special.
You can
use as well, right? That energy is
absolutely
useful to everybody.
You know, it's like, it's really priceless, that energy, that excitement that you have in the room, like, particularly just one guy, but I think all of us feeling like we genuinely collaborated on a couple of tunes.
Yeah.
We just feel like we can kind of call it our own collectively, you know.
And I love the story too, open-ended, where you kind of, like, stole the riff. It's like they say, right? Yeah. Good composers, they get inspired, but
talent borrows, genius steals.
Genius steals, that's how
exactly,
they say it.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys, just took that riff, and it's in my song now.
It's mine now.
Give it to me.
Well, no, actually, it's ours, but yeah. For the time being, I stole it, and then I gave it back.
Yeah. Let's listen to that other song that the guys have worked on with you. Mm-hmm. It's called Forget, and we just received a super new radio edit that's just been done. It's just been finished like an hour ago somewhere in London.
It's about 5 minutes ago. It's just been flown over by Concorde straight into the office of Flux FM.
Yeah. And this is what it sounds like. It's a bit different than the version on the record.
A little bit, yeah. It's not just a radio edit, it's a radio mix. So we just kind of ramped it up a little bit.
Okay, cool. Let's listen to it. Boxed in mit Forget auf Flux FM. Olli Basten und ich werden gleich noch ein bisschen weiter quatschen nach dem Song und euch auf etwaige Berlin-Shows vorbereiten, die ja hoffentlich schon geplant sind. Zunächst aber nochmal Musik. Boxed in Forget auf Flux FM. Boxed in mit der neuen Nummer Forget, die Radio-Nachbearbeitung. Die Version, die jetzt nochmal extra fürs Radio nachgemischt wurde, die existiert überhaupt erst seit einer Stunde und wir haben gerade im Prinzip die Weltpremiere dieser Version feiern dürfen. That was a world premiere, kind of like,
it
right?
was, yeah, absolutely.
That version has never been played.
Premiere, yeah.
Never
yeah.
been played on the radio. Flux FM did it first, people out there.
Woo!
Woohoo! So I've read about plans for a video shoot that's going to happen tomorrow or something.
That's true,
is it going to be for that song that we've just listened
to?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So that'll be the next single. The video for Gist came out a couple
of weeks
ago.
It's a beautiful video, though.
Thank you.
Gist, it's disturbing, but in a good way.
It's very disturbing, yeah. I mean, honestly, I was away for a few weeks and... it wasn't exactly the same guy that did the music video for Mystery, but it's kind of like his protege, I guess. And
okay.
he does a lot of animation and stuff. And I kind of left it in his capable hands. I said, look, you just get on with it. And, you know, I trust you. The treatment's great. And he was basically just delivered the video. It's the first time I kind of put the faith in, like, a director to just get on with the video. I had no idea what it was going to be.
And it was
and
the last time, obviously,
and I was like,
because now you're here for the second.
Yeah, I was like, whoa. No more crazy massive fish in an underwater city. Thank you very much. No, I mean, I absolutely love that. I think he did such a great job. It's so weird, but brilliant, and it's got a real pace to it.
Yeah, and you want to watch it again and again and again, and that's something.
It kind of does the track justice. You know, I think that makes the track sound better, which is nice, you know.
Yeah.
So, this new one is for Forget, the track you just heard. So we're going to go to a disused factory in Berlin.
Okay.
And go wandering around. He's got lots of crazy ideas with sort of underwater, sort of army of sort of like undead people or something, and like projections are going to be flying around the walls and stuff. Yeah, it sounds like really exciting.
So the director is from Berlin, or why are you shooting it here?
He's from Bristol, but he just moved to Berlin.
Ah, okay.
He came over, and while we were talking about it, he moved over to Berlin, went on a wander around like abandoned venues, and just said, "You've got to come to Berlin.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
Yeah.
There are so many spots." So I was like, any excuse. Yeah. I love Berlin.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's right when he's talking about abandoned villages, abandoned buildings.
Yeah.
Berlin's the place to be.
There's so many great places.
See,
yeah.
Either that or Detroit, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I saw some of them. I was in Berlin quite a lot last year and the year before, making a record with George Fitzgerald.
Uh-huh.
And we wandered around some of those as well. So I've kind of seen some abandoned buildings in Berlin before, and they're great.
Now, you're remixing music. You've co-produced your own record. You've worked with the Mystery Jets and other bands as a co-producer or as an engineer.
I've just been producing for the last 3 or 4 years.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So this is going to be another idea for the future for you? Are you looking forward to be a full-time producer maybe one day?
Well, I kind of full-time produce when I'm not in Boxed In at the moment,
okay,
actually.
Cool.
I've done quite a few albums in the last few years. I did Petit Noir's album last year, and I wrote on that and produced that. I produced the Bohikas album last year as well. A band called The Voyeurs, who are on Heavenly Records. I've done, quite a few.
Cool.
So I do a lot of production as well. I love it. It's great. It kind of really informs a lot of Boxed In as well.
And it's a good inspiration, I think. And you never stop learning when it comes to producing music.
Absolutely,
right? There's so many different things that you can learn about when you're producing.
Like, what I tend to do is just have like a bit of time off from Boxed In while I'm writing, say 6 or 7 months, do some production, and then I'm kind of going to take over and just be in Boxed In world for another year now.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to kind of focusing on that as well, actually.
Yeah, but the cool thing about that is that you never leave the world of music. You know, so many bands, when they take a break, they're off to some beach and they forget about all these little things that you have to know about when you're making music. And when you're producing another band's record, you're still in the field,
box, as it were.
In the box. Yeah, you're still boxed into the music business. I've read that Underbelly is the most political song that you've ever written. What was inspiring that song?
But it's not just the most political song. It's probably the only political song I've written. I've always felt quite intimidated by the idea of writing a political song. I mean, it's more kind of humanitarian, I guess. So I wrote it just a week after the Paris attacks at the Bataclan last year. And we were on our way over to play in Bilbao in Spain at a festival. And we played in a venue, a sort of similar shape and dimension to the Bataclan. And we were all very raw. I think we all were after that. And the whole idea of going to mainland Europe and performing there when Spain itself was on high alert. And I just felt the kind of the intimidation in the room, like real fear, like a sense of fear. And I wrote a song during soundcheck on the stage, and it's Underbelly. And it's just kind of sort of my thoughts of just disparity and despair and hate and fear about how a group of people can just be so transparently and viscerally, hating, just straight up. And that's kind of what came out.
Yeah.
So,
I remember the first two concerts after the Bataclan attack happened. They were really strange to go to.
Very strange,
I think there was in all over Europe, it was the same phenomenon, that people were just a bit unsure about.
Yeah. And
about,
I think, one
situation.
Of the things that really distressed people about it is it made you feel like they'd won as well. The fact that there was this feeling afterwards, it wasn't something that you could go, we're stronger together, we can ignore it and go and enjoy a gig. Actually, they had actually succeeded in instilling fear in people's lives for at least the time being.
Yeah.
And it kind of left me in this sort of state of uselessness, I guess.
Yeah. But it's difficult times anyhow. I mean, there's more and more right-winged parties in all
everywhere,
over Europe.
I know.
Brexit just happened. I mean, that's crazy, right? How surprising was the result of the referendum for you?
Well, the knock-on effect of that is just going to, I think it's going to be quite formidable, I think, quite considerable in Europe. You know, sorry to kind of feel that, but you know, I feel like we are in quite a sort of tentative, delicate political stage in Europe, aren't we? So, you know, I think we need to fight back with compassion rather than hatred and divisiveness.
Yeah, I think so too. But would you say that that more people, more musicians, should write political songs nowadays? Or
I mean, as I said, I'm quite sort of fearful of the idea of that because I don't feel like I'm sort of politically aware enough to be responsible, to be, you know, to have a voice, to actually release a record that has political rhetoric on it. But I felt like this was something that came so naturally to me that I just felt like I had to just display my feelings about it. But I think, you know, if you have thoughts about that and you are a songwriter, and then we are in a point where people are, you know, we can't just sit back and ignore it. We do actually have to make our voice known. You know? So I think if you do have that kind of feeling, then just, you know, use your opportunity as a songwriter or an artist who has a voice. People will listen to you to actually put the word out.
Yeah, that's true. And on the other hand, if you're not, then it would be stupid to put slogan after slogan into a song. Yeah. I think people would feel that as well.
It's coming from the heart. It's got to be coming from the heart. Yeah. Whatever you do, whether you choose to write politically or about your own personal life, as long as it doesn't bore people too much.
You've already played a few festivals this year. How do people react to the new songs?
It's been really, really good.
Cool.
Actually, yeah. Like we were quite overwhelmed by the reaction, particularly at Glastonbury. And we kind of, the track Gist came out maybe 2 weeks before and had a really strong reaction on the radio over in the UK. And I introduced the track and said, "Hey, Glastonbury, how's it going?"
Hello!
Everyone loves saying, "Glastonbury!" So I took my chance at least three times on stage. Well, after every tune, like, "Glastonbury!" And I said, "This one's called Gist," and we were like, "Yeah." So it kind of, you know, it seems to have had a strong reaction, and it feels like it really fits in with the old tracks as well. So I think, you know, I'm really, really excited to be playing this album over the next year.
Yeah, yes, you should be, because I think it's a great album.
Thank you.
There's danceable stuff on there, and especially Gist is a burner. I love that song.
Cool.
Really,
thank
the bass line and what the rhythm section does in there. It's really, you want to dance to it like 3 seconds after the song started. So you've
Thank
done
you
a great
much.
Job. So we'll probably meet again at the end of the year, beginning of next year, when you come back with the band to play a Berlin show, right?
We're definitely going to do a European tour, possibly end of the year, but definitely either end of the year or beginning of 2017.
Cool, cool, cool. So I'm looking forward to meet you again. Olli Bassen,
thanks so much.
War bei mir im Studio, der Chef von Boxed In. Am 23. September kommt die neue Platte Melt in die Läden. Und von dieser haben wir jetzt noch einen neuen Song. Und zwar den Titel Gist, den ihr schon kennen könntet aus dem Programm. Den spielen wir ja schon hoch und runter. Boxed In mit Gist auf Flux FM. Es ist 15:30 Uhr. Thank you, Olli. Bye.
Thanks very much. Bye.